This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-953-5329 regarding Jan. It's J-A-N Bissonnet. It's B like boy, I-S-S-O-N-N like November, E-T-T-E. Date of birth is 6/29/1951. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bissonnet, who was seen on March 9th of this year as a post-hospital follow-up visit for abnormal kidney function. The kidney function is currently stable, but he's also suffered from low magnesium levels. He had a lot of edema while he was in the hospital, but that has resolved. He did have very low magnesium level when it was checked after his initial follow-up visit, 1.1, and he received 2 grams of IV magnesium over 2 hours in the infusion center. The following week, the magnesium level was just slightly better at 1.2, and it has not been rechecked since April, so that does need to be repeated now. We may increase his magnesium supplement if the calcium level is okay when that's checked off, or the, not calcium, but potassium level is okay when that's checked. Today he feels well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has been faithfully checking blood pressure at home, and the average blood sugar over the last month is 134 over 70, and his heartbeat is 70 average. Weight is unchanged, and no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no cloudiness or foaminess in the blood, or in the urine, no cloudiness, foaminess in the urine, no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. He's on the Lispro insulin, and it's 50 units with each meal. Metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day. Toujeo is 130 units once a day. Also, the magnesium glycinate is 200 milligram every other day. That may need to be increased after we get our new levels back. Mounjaro, 2.5 milligram injections, once a week, and that was started last month. Physical exam, weight 248 pounds, pulse is 80, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 140 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, without ascites, and then no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 30th of 2026. Creatinine was 1.83. Calcium was 9.6. Sodium was 140. The specimen had mild hemolysis, so the potassium was 5.6, carbon dioxide 21, albumin 4.1, magnesium was 1.2. And previous labs were done 3/18/2026, and potassium at that time was 5.1. Hemoglobin was 12.3, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improving creatinine levels. We've asked him to get lab studies done now. 2, hypertension near to goal, and at home he is at goal, so we won't make any changes with medication. 3, type 2 diabetes, stable. 4, low magnesium levels, which we will be checking with labs. We may need to increase the oral magnesium, and possibly another magnesium infusion may be needed, but that will depend upon the results when they're back. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.